referenced some of the gun legislation that's pending in the State House in Trenton on the federal level. Yeah, it's probably to the surprise of nobody. Senate negotiations on gun reforms hit a stall mode over what's called the boyfriend loophole and red flag laws. Of course, it's a bipartisan group. 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans in the Senate. They've been working to, as close as they can, speedily turn a list of ideas into a bill for consideration on the Senate floor this coming week. But, as I said, two provisions, one on incentivizing states to put into place violence prevention programs, another one dealing with the so-called boyfriend loophole. They're tying up the whole thing. Looking at the process and the calendar, senators want to see a vote on their package before the Senate splits for a two-week recess. That's on June 27th. Pretty much need to turn their framework agreement into a bill text that other senators can review and vote on pretty fast, ideally this week. Negotiators are having a problem over whether funds made available to states to support red flag programs should also be available to states that have other types of violence prevention programs, things like veterans courts, mental health courts, assistant outpatient treatment programs, things like that. Republicans have been long against red flag programs, saying that they violate the due process rights of those being accused of being a threat before actually being a threat. Guess they want the person to perpetrate the threat as opposed to being suspected of being a threat. That's how I see it. How else can it be thought of? There's also been issues over the efforts to modify the boyfriend loophole, as it's called. How that works, under current law, unmarried partners who commit domestic violence are not barred from buying a gun. Those spouses who perpetrate domestic violence, they can't buy a gun. So I guess if you look at the law, if you're just shacking up and you perpetrate domestic violence, that doesn't count against whether or not you can have a gun. No, it doesn't make sense to me either, but I guess enough people find it makes sense. Otherwise, why would it be a sticking point right now? This past Tuesday, Mitch McConnell said he's, quote, comfortable with the bipartisan gun safety reform framework and will be supportive, his word, of the bill if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates. That's what you call threading a needle. Sort of makes McConnell's support for this whole thing sound like it's written in pencil, which brings me to another part of the story. Reports are saying that no single Republican wants to be the 60th vote on whatever the legislation winds up being. The GOP can't make the vote 62, 63, more than that. Guess what they'll do? They'll pull back support and shelve the legislation. Oh, you don't think Senate Republicans would find that easy to do? Think again. McConnell's show of support sounds like it has several exit doors for him to exit through and lead some other Senate Republicans with him.